in Masech Bechala, the first parak. Spent a lot of time yesterday. The entire shiur, we didn't learn one new word of Mishnah. Just analyzing over and again, back and forth, the Mishnah of Tchilasa Suftin and Sofa Isa, and vice versa. So Rabbi Simon just pointed out to me a chiddush, possible chiddush. I mentioned the Rabbi Nadavid, the Talmud of the Ramban, held, like the Meiri and like the Olam Pshat and the Ramban, that a Belila Raka followed by an Afia is not considered to be in the category of Lechem. And I mentioned that that's the case, all of our sponge cakes and all these chocolate cakes are not Lechem, and we're not committed to the first brachas. We have a whole cake, we wouldn't wash and bench with pashtas. So Rav Baruch pointed out, if you look at held, like the Meiri and like the Olam Pshat and the Ramban, that a Belila Raka followed by an afia is not considered to be in the category of lechem. And I mentioned that that's the case, all of our sponge cakes and all these chocolate cakes are not lechem, and we're not committed to the first brachas. We have a whole cake, we wouldn't wash and bench with pashtas. So Rav Baruch pointed out, if you look at the lashon of Rabbeinu David, it's not 100% clear. After Rabbeinu David says that, he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, then he quotes the Rebbe, the Ramban, who argues in the Rabbeinu Tam. And so he says that the din is that it's the Belila Raka, it's not considered to be Lechem, Yepotam and Achala. Then he adds the phrase. The next half of the sentence goes, Sha'af al pi, Sha'gilgul mechaye. But even though if you have a Gilgul usually means a Belila Ova, usually the word Gilgul means that. Nevertheless, you have a Machshava Leptur, Yepotam, and he goes to the rise of the Ramban, he says, Aklovim, etc., etc. So one might read the Rabbeinu David, if you put the two halves of the sentence together, which is, this, I guess, you might normally read it that way, you might come to the conclusion that the only time Rabbeinu David said that a Belila Raka followed by a fear is potter is only in the case where you had in mind b'shas a Belila Raka to do a bishul, not to do an afir, which goes against everything I said to you before. Could be, it's possible. But that shot runs afoul of a number of serious stumbling blocks. Number one, the Ramban, we assume the Rabbeinu Dov is not arguing with the Ramban, he quotes the Ramban in the first word in the paragraph, because it's Mori Arav. Number one, the Ramban learns the entire Mishnah referring to Isa exclusively. Nothing to talk about Belila Raka. The word Isa, the first word in the Mishnah called the Ramban is a giveaway. It's talking exclusively about Belila Kosha. And therefore, if you want to make a Chiyuv by Belila Raka, followed by an Afiyah, but that's Afiyah, so all of a right, you have to find the Mokka for it. Of course, no Mokka in Shas, such a Chiyuv. Number two, the svar of the Ramban, in the case we have a change of heart, where you started with a machshava to do a bishul, and you ultimately did a afia, the Ramban might say chayav. That's the Ramban was trapped in our mishnah. Tchilas asuf kinev v'sof ha'isa. He had a mind vision to cook it, and he ended up baking it. Why? The Ramban has a four-word explanation. Ma'isa motzi midei machshava. But your ultimate mice of baking is so powerful that it uproots the original machshava leptur that you wanted to cook it at the time that you originally needed the dough. So it seems to me that exact same svara should work in a situation of lila raka followed by an afia. In other words, if you tell me that according to Rabbeinu David, lila raka followed by afia is chayav in a case in which you had in mind to do an afia, that it's the reason, based on the logic of the Ramban, that the same exact thing should apply if you did a Belila Raka wanting to do Bishul and you then did an Afir. But that can't be. That's the Farish against Rabbi Nadav. So it goes against the logic of the Rebbe, of the Ramban. So therefore, I wanted to read the Rabbi Nadav differently. He quotes Rabbi Natam, Rabbi Natam said two things. I guess that's what Tosa says. But the Pasht is referring to a case of all cases, even a Shir Metzumtzum, but not only a Shir Metzumtzum. The question becomes, if it's even a sheer gadol, so why does this Iwi knock out the shame, create a shame bishul? Unless you learn, like Rabbi Natan's original shita, that Iwi is mevashel bekulo, not as if kadei klipa. That would seem to be the pasha of the pshat. The Chazon Ish says that, they ask the kasha, but gevalt, hato gova. So I can say it's mevashel bekulo, it's impossible. So the Rav Van, we'll just quote in the Otsa. The Rav Van says like this. The Rav Van writes, only by Cham he passed the Tatogova, but not by Roseach. What does that mean? Chana Roseach. Quote the Chassam Sofer on Pshat. The question was it nifstak or not nifstak? Was it a steady stream or not a steady stream? I mean, it's a Pella. I mean, that is a distinction. What does Chana Roseach? They quote that there's a Sefer called the Evan Shlema. Not the Groh, but on the bottom of the Ra'avan, Reish Aleph Beis Nun. It's not a sharp name. And he wrote Evan Shlema. That the Aleph Beis Nun, that's the name of his parish on the Ra'avan. Who wrote it? It's famous. Put it on the bottom of the Ravan. He gives the embassy answer, I think. The difference between Cham, which means Yad so let it fall, whatever that means, 150 degrees, let's give a number, and Roseach, which means boiling. Boiling. What does that mean? When it's boiling, it's Ma'ala Resicha. So Cholot usually means Rosli, we know that. Chalitza you have in many places. We had it in Kitli, it's in Chometz, in Pesach. Chalitza Nakat Bechimutz. That means boiling water. Boiling water is so hot that it's mevasha bakulo. I tato is gober over 150 degrees, not over 212 degrees. That's the Ravan means. I and Yerodea doesn't say this anywhere. It was Gans Yerodea doesn't say this. Right? So the answer is, because we don't pass this mevasha because they kulo. If we held Yerodea, the Vashem is Mavdiya Bekula, we'd have to be forced to the Ravan's Chilat. We pass it on the Mavashem because they clip it. So therefore this Torah becomes unnecessary. Oh. One more point before we start. The Ramban in Avodah Zorah, Daf Ayin Dalet, you can look it up. We have a Ramban and the Ran quotes it also. Says a completely different Pshat in our Mishnah. This will be the beginning of tomorrow's Shia. Has nothing to do with Bishul. Chalita, Me'isa, it's not the Bishul. The Chalash and Bishul create something. And you're right, Rabbi Natan, that Iri is Mavasha. Rabbi Natan says, it's right, Iri is Mavasha. Baloney. I believe the Ramban is of the opinion that Iri is not Mavasha. He also the Rashbam, it's a cliche. All right, so what's happening over here? Don't tell me so many halachas. Don't be such a brisk with halachas, clearishes, cliche. Nothing to do with that. I want to know one thing about both sides. Is it edible or is it inedible? That's all I care about. If it's edible or inedible. Why? Very simple. He says, and it's the Ramban says exactly the same thing in the Machanas, in the Sakhana Flam and Zainam and Beis, that if it's edible through the Chalita, through the boiling water, then even though you subsequently baked it in an oven, according to one opinion, it's Potam and Achal. This is the famous, how should I say it, rumor, or I might call it a misconception. Based upon this, every, what did I say somewhere? Kol Sheka, Shemov, Mashu Emes, that bagels, you make a bargain.